This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
7:45, quarter till 8. Time for Monday Morning Markets with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, is WWL. I'm Tommy Tucker, and Mark Rosa, let's take a look down Wall Street and see what's going to happen this week.
Good morning, sir. Good
morning. How are you?
I'm all right. It's good. I'm enjoying a little bit of daylight saving time. I like it.
What are you going to do this afternoon with that extra hour?
Well, at least it's light outside. You know, when it gets dark so early, you just feel like it's time to go to bed. You and I are early risers, right. So you know, you just start kind of going in that direction. Mm-hmm. And if it's light outside, yesterday I was going in that direction, looked out, and it's light. Well, maybe I should be doing other things. So great's a little ambition.
There you go.
Anyway,
let's talk about Wall Street and ambition. And if you want to make some money, what do you do?
Well, last week, Tom, we promised to segue it over into this week. We have something that's happened, a couple of three things, actually. So mortgage rates fell for 6 weeks in a row. We were reporting that last week, and then it fell yet another week. So people are looking at that very, very focused. And the refinances have surged 83% year over year, where people stuck in higher mortgages as a way to get out. And with these rates falling, it apparently is shaking the tree, so to speak, and getting people out there and wanting to save some money. And we wanted to report this naturally, and because of the good that it could do some people to take advantage of lower rates. But where's it coming from? It's coming from the talks of the tariffs. This morning's news, I was just listening before that Trump came on and said, well, we can't say that a recession won't be the result of some of the work that they're doing. If it was, if that would come on into the economy, I would think it would be very short-lived. I think all this talk about tariff, my opinion only, is to shake up some of the other governments that enjoy large trade surpluses from us, and he's trying to even that playing field. Well, in the meantime, they're not going to be happy, and Canada comes out saying, no, we're not going to be bullied and everything. Yeah, they're going to be bullied. You're going to go toe-to-toe with the largest economy on earth, and we can stare them down on that, not to be kind of aggressive against our neighbors, but if they're enjoying these huge trade surpluses, there is some money that we could save on that. That's where the tariffs come in, and that's the tip of the spear and what the administration's trying to do. But in the meantime, Wall Street's saying, on one hand, two things that came out over the weekend. Economists think that a recession is going to be the result of the tariffs. And I would add to that my few words, only if it sticks around for a while. And this morning's news says chaos creates opportunities. Wall Street sees a dip as a buying chance. So they're thinking that this is going to be temporary. Whatever comes in, the Dow has taken a couple of hits, down about 1,400 over the past couple of weeks. It's right now about 42,400 and expect to open another between 300 and 400 down this morning. So Wall Street's saying, buy it, if it's coming down. And with the rates coming down, that goes hand in hand with the markets saying it's a little bit jittery, add some uncertainty. For a lot of the lenders to make a loan to somebody where somebody's like, well, I don't know if the economy's going into a weak spat here, I'm going to hold on, you know, I'm not going to do anything. But refinancing your mortgage to get a lower rate, that would have, in my judgment, nobody has to worry about where the Dow is going to be if you're going to save money on the mortgage. So as far as what the 30-year rates are doing, they hit a low point in several months. And the Fed now is talking about, over the weekend, they said, well, we won't let things get out of hand. That we're going to look.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Look at some rate cuts. Now those are back on the table, where for a couple of months they had pulled back on their optimistic, you know, three or four cuts this year. It was basically pulled back and Wall Street was assuming they weren't going to cut at all. Well, now three cuts are back on the table, apparently, through conversations over the weekend. Not so much between now. The Fed meets in 9 days. We can't expect anything to happen, so says Wall Street, until maybe the June, maybe the summer meeting. And then some of the Fed governors are forecasting potentially three cuts in a row. So I think all of this has come together. And last Friday, Tom, we had another weak job report. It was at least two in a row. February, they were expecting 170,000 jobs, and it came in at 151. For January, it was only 125. And I know I've said this many times over our conversation that, you know, 300,000 a month is fantastic. That dribbled down all last year until it started with a two, and now it starts with a one. Those are weak reports, and the unemployment rate ticked up 1/10 as a result. So we have several of the tea leaves pointing to, well, maybe, you know, consumer confidence is down. Are people going to stop spending money? We saw that in a retail report just last month. So there's a lot of evidence that the economy may be slowing, and I think a lot of it's just due to uncertainty. And what do people start to do when that's happening? They kind of, you know, recoil, they pull themselves back, and maybe the trip to Pensacola that we were going to do in May, maybe we shouldn't do that. Maybe we should wait it out. And that would be that's the ingredients that you could have reduced economic activity. And many people call that a recession.
So where would the uncertainty be coming from?
Well, I think that if a couple of things, if all of what they're doing on a national level, the people that are being laid off or taking early buyouts, that's not in the unemployment rate yet. And that's not in the numbers that we're digesting. So pretending that's not happening when we know it has. So you got low job reports. And consumer confidence is just the conversation of the tariffs is suggested that, oh, that's going to spur more inflation. Well, they would if they stuck around a while. And so that's where the uncertainty is. Well, OK, then maybe it'll be short lived. But what else could we say? Well, maybe they're not going to be short lived. Maybe it's going to stick around far longer than anybody wants them to stick around. Maybe more jobs will be lost. Maybe more businesses will close. And that's where consumer spending starts to drop, and that's the beginnings of a recession there.
And again, we're back to what's good is bad, what's bad is good.
Yes.
You don't want a recession, but you
Correct.
Don't want inflation either, so where's the sweet spot?
Well, Tom, it's interesting. I wonder how many people would be genuinely interested in – I don't think a lot of people attach themselves to the budget deficit. and the $36 trillion. I mean, it's just a number, and everybody wakes up every day. It's like, well, okay, woke up again, and I made my coffee the same as always. Where is this going to start to hurt me? And I'm not seeing it. I'm not feeling it. Or they feel that way. And it's like, well, it's just a number, and I don't have to care about it. Well, I think we all need to care about it, because by the time something would happen, by the time the bond market would really start backing up and say, you know what, we're not loaning the government any more money. I don't know if that's technically possible. Everybody's saying, well, how big is too big? And you have Japan at, you know, there's one of the worst in the world. You have their debt-to-GDP ratio is like 250%. And we just crossed 100 not long ago, and you got a lot of people say, oh, well, this is not going to be as harmful as a lot of people think. Well, you had a guest on, I think it was this morning, saying that the number one bill that the government, the largest single bill the government is paying right now is the interest on the debt.
That's right.
So how much further do we want that to go until it starts crowding out other spending? And I just think this is an unusual time in history where we have the administration saying, you know what, we're going to do something about it. We're going to reach going towards a balanced budget, but it's not going to be without a little bit of sacrifice. So I think all these things that they're doing collectively are to try to get us back in a better shape financially. And I hope they succeed, actually, but it might on the short run. Somebody's not going to be happy, or we're going to say, well, you know, we've got CPI and PPI coming out this week. So it's, you know, we're always bathed in these inflation numbers, but the Fed seems to think that this is going to come down. That's why they're talking about 3 rate cuts. So, you know, may all their guesses be right, and hopefully we're not going through, or businesses are not going through too much pain in the process.
All right, or those who can't afford it. Thank you, Mark. 7:54, yes. 6 till 8. We'll be back with Mark on Friday, yeah, when we help you manage your money with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. That's always the conundrum of cutting spending and bringing the debt under control. It will require sacrifice. Who can sacrifice? Who's willing to sacrifice? We'll see how it plays out politically. 7:54 now, traffic, WWL.